Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Susan Williams, and Susan is going to be a presenter at the Garden Seminar coming up on March 14th. Good morning to you, Susan.
Good morning, LaVon.
Susan, you're doing double duty, actually. You're going to do two presentations, one for everybody on garden maintenance and then one that people select called Selecting Lilies. So, Susan, I want to have you give us a bit of background, your relationship with lilies.
Okay, I started growing lilies in approximately 1999, so I've been at it a couple of years. And through growing them in my garden, I became interested, went online, found the Iowa Lily Society, and joined it. And at this point, I am actually the president of the Iowa Regional, and I am also the newsletter editor.
That's the job, but it says to me that you really do love lilies and sharing what you have learned. Now, I notice you're also a certified lily judge with the North American Lily Society. Where all have you judged? Is it mostly Iowa, or do you go outside the state?
We go outside the state and actually outside the country.
Oh.
I've judged in Canada. I've judged in Chicago, down in Missouri. So kind of all over.
Yes, you become a world traveler through the Lily Society. How exciting. Now, what about lilies grabbed you? Because I'm sure you have other things in your garden. What kind of just said, oh, this is my passion?
It's kind of crazy. I'd planted some lilies. I had those ditch daylilies.
Oh, yes. I love those.
And I didn't want just that whole yard side full of them, so I kind of weeded them out and decided that would be a great place for anything that had the word lily in it. So I was planting all kinds of things that had the name lily. And this one tall thing popped up, and it had blooms on it the size of a coffee plate. And anyway, I just fell in love with it, and from there, I just, like I said, started researching and found out there were tons of different kinds of lilies, and at this point, I have approximately 300 of them in my garden, along with other plants.
Oh, my goodness. And so there are little ones, there are big ones, all colors, correct? I mean,
yes.
Is there a black one?
There's very dark ones, but they have either a red undertone or a maroon undertone, but they look dark if they have a dark background behind
now,
them.
One of the things that I think is great about lilies, most of them come back. They're perennials. They're bulbs, correct? Or corms? What's the correct term?
They are bulbs.
Okay. And they can stay in the ground. We don't need to dig them up every year. Are there some that do need to come out of the ground, or are they all pretty much going to be safe over the winter?
The only ones that are kind of fussy with our climate are the Orientals. They're more fussy about their soil type, and those are the absolute fussiest, I think, for us, because we have so much fluctuation, both heat and cold and wet and dry. And then one of the ones we don't do very good with is the Madonna lily.
Okay, I'm sure that's one of the things you're going to be talking about, or people have a chance to ask questions at the end of your session. Some of these same questions that I'm asking you are probably going to come out in your session also. And one of the kind of negative things I hear about lilies is that they spread. What do you think about that?
Well, they increase. I wouldn't
okay.
think they spread.
All right.
But one of my ways to deal with that is I tell them, just spread them around. Give them to your friends.
All right.
Some are more prolific than others.
All right. Now, will you at the garden seminar be selling some lily bulbs?
I hope to have some there.
Good.
I won't have very many. But
people will be anxious.
About 100.
Yeah, all right. You know, we're a little early this year, but people are going to be anxious to get out there in the yard, and I'm thinking they're going to be anxious to try some of your lilies. And I just, at this point, before we talk about the other thing that you're going to be visiting with us about, mention that if you have not received a brochure for the garden seminar, you can go online. Just put in your search engine, Cass County ISU Extension, it'll pop up and the form will be there. Or you could always give me a call at KJN. I'll be sure you get a brochure. But it starts at 8:30 with a breakfast type thing, refreshments, 9 o'clock welcome, and then throughout the day we have three keynote speakers. Two times you can choose breakout sessions and end up about 3:20. The cost is only $35, and that includes breakfast, lunch, and all the sessions and visiting the vendors and much, much more. So, as I mentioned, you're doing double duty. The Lily session is one that people can select. So the Lily lovers or the ones who have questions will be coming to hear you talk about that, Susan. But the other one, called Garden Maintenance, A New Look at an Old Chore. Susan, I'm thinking either we want to not spend so much time out there doing chores because it gets so hot in July, or we want to keep adding and we got to keep our chores simple. So I don't know. That's kind of what I'm thinking about. So how many years have you been gardening?
Oh, most of my life.
All right. Since you were a little girl, probably.
Yes.
Okay.
That was slave labor back then.
But obviously, it was slave labor that you learned to love.
Yes, that is true.
Because you just kept on doing it.
I'm kind of funny. I think flowers are a pleasure and vegetables are a chore.
But do you have vegetables in your garden?
Yes, actually I do.
All right. So you're kind of the all-around gardener. Where did you get the ideas that you're going to be presenting in terms of keeping things simple, not having quite so heavy chores? Where have you gathered all that those ideas? Is it all out of your head or some other resources?
A lot of it literally came from my own yard. I have a fairly expansive garden system set up. I have like 14, 15 island beds. And they're always getting ahead of me with work.
Sure.
So a couple years ago, I said, there's got to be an easier way. I'm embarrassed when I have a garden tour, and there's got to be a better way. And I just started looking at things differently. And I thought, now what can I do that'll make a difference in a short period of time? What can I do to make this easier? What can I do to give a good first impression? And I literally took pictures of my disaster gardens. And what I did is shared in the seminar. And then I show pictures of what it looked like after I did it. I'm not done yet, but...
Well, you know, taking a picture, I think that's such a great idea. You think, well, I don't need a picture. It's right there in front of me. But somehow, some things pop up and let you study it more when you have that photo in front of you.
Yes, it does.
So you see it maybe through the way other people's eyes see it more than your own. Because I know in my garden, I see all these teeny little things and going, oh, this is so bad. And probably nobody else even noticed it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So kind of go for the priorities. Those are the kinds of things that you are going to be sharing with us at the garden seminar. And again, it's great that you're going to share some of these experiences. Can you share just one tip for making the chore easier?
The right tool.
All right. And you're going to be talking a bit about tools.
I am.
All right. So lots of things here that Susan's going to be talking about. First of all, she will be doing a session for everybody that's at 1:30, but she's also doing the breakout session at 10:10, the one on Lily. So again, garden seminar coming up March 14th. That's at the Atlantic High School, and you want to get your reservations in. Good if you can get them in by March 6th, because then you will be eligible for door prizes. You can register anytime after that or walk in the door, but won't have all those door prizes available to you. And there are a ton of door prizes, Susan. We've got great folks here that give door prizes. So we're really looking forward to seeing you on March 14th and hoping the weather cooperates with this and gets us in the good mood for spring.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Okay. Susan Williams, who is going to be speaking to us about lilies and about keeping those chores a little simpler. Until next time, here's something to think about. The person who has planted a garden feels that he or she has done something for good in the world.